Quick chazara on Nun Hey on the days, the two dots in the bottom. Amar Beichan Amay Yitzli Rashi Odom Mefachay Tomid Umakshe Libo Yipo Bero Akamtu Ubar Kamtu Chor Yushalayim Tanagol Tanagol Chor Avtur Malka Ashka Deristok Chor Beita. So now what's the story of Akamtu and Ubar Kamtu? Akamtu Ubar Kamtu Chor Yushalayim Dahu Gavra Derachme Kamtu. There was a person who had a friend's name was Kamtza. Uval Devove Bar Kamtza. And he had an enemy who was Bar Kamtza. Ovid Sudasa. And he made a Suda. It's just interesting that when we discussed, I just thought of it now, I mean, we discussed the Pshatim of why does it say that the Churban happened because of Kamtza and the Bar Kamtza. What did Kamtza do? So it's interesting to note that we never mention the name of the person who made the Suda.
Right.
That's just interesting. In other words, it seems that it doesn't even seem like, we don't even mention his name, that he's not necessarily a main player. It's Kamtza and the Bar Kamtza. So some of the Mefarshim explain that actually it's a Taina on Kamtza, because Kamtza, aside from everything else, he should have been Mechiach, the person who's making the Suda. He should have made peace. There are times that there's an opportunity to make peace and you disregard it. So while the person who's making the Suda seems like a very bad person, I certainly did something wrong, but at the end of the day, it could be that it's still kind of on Kamtza more than this guy making the Suda, because maybe Kamtza could have, you know, said, listen, you know, you're making a mistake, you hate Bar Kamtza because of this and because of that, and that's not really what happened. Most time people hate people, others, generally it's a misunderstanding. Not always, but
we
more.
See that this Bar Kamtza was such a extreme Russian. He was ready to kill out all
the
people.
It seems that he's a terrible Russian, and there's no question, but you know, after someone gets embarrassed, and he felt that he got embarrassed at the utmost, like we said, that he thought that everyone was looking at him, and the Chachamim didn't say anything, and everyone, you know, someone, you know, he went crazy, so to say. It doesn't mean that before that he was a terrible person. This is what caused it. It just pushed him over the edge. He got embarrassed. He got through. There was a big party and everyone was there. And he got the ultimate embarrassment. He says that that's it. You know, so it could be if not for that, he wouldn't have done that. Continuing. Also, Ashkei Davi Yosef. He came. I'm sorry. I skipped the line. Omar Leila Shameh. So this man making the Suda told his Shamish, go and bring me Asili Kamtza. Go bring me Kamtza. Also Asili Bar Kamtza. He got Bar Kamtza instead of Kamtza. Also Ashkei Davi Yosef. He saw him, the man came back and he saw Bar Kamtza sitting there. Amalei Mechti Ahu Gavra Baal Devava. Ahu Gavra Hamei Boi Socha. You're an enemy of the person who's making the Suda here. What are you doing here? Puk, kum, puk. Get up and get out. Amalei Bar Kamtza said, Hoyol Va'asoi. Being that I came, Shafkan, let me stay. I'll pay for what I ate and drank. Amalei Loi. He said, no. Amalei Yavina Loch Mei Palkas Sudasech. I'll pay for half your Suda. Amalei Loi. The owner, the man who making the Suda said, no. Amalei Bar Kamtza asked again, Yavina Loch Mei Kula Sudasech. I'll give the whole, so I'll pay for the whole Suda. Amalei Loi. He said, no. He took him and picked him up and threw him out. Omar. So Bar Kamtza said, that means they're masking that it happened. I'm going to go and spread slander against Klal Yisrael to the king. Ozal, he went Amalei the Kesar. He told the Kesar, they're being murdered in you. Amalei, mi yemar, who said? Can't say that prove it to you. Amalei, shadlu korbana. Go send him a carbon. Chazes, imakrivin lay. Go see it, we'll see. I'll show you them murdering you because you're going to send him a carbon and they're not going to be makrivin. Ozal, shoda biyode eglatilsa. He sent an eglatilsa. He said it's a third-born eagle, a very good, strong eagle. Bahadi de kaasi shoda be muma, benis vasayim. He made a cut in the lip. V'amrila b'daikin shiva'ayin. He made something cut in the eye. It was a mum for Klal Yisrael as far as bringing it to the Beis HaMikdash, it was a mum. However, for the Goyim could have brought that, the Kesar himself could have brought it on a bama, unless it's missing an entire limb, you're allowed to bring it. So the fact that it only had a cut didn't really passel it, and therefore, as far as they were concerned, it should still be brought. They thought about being makir of the carbon because of shalom malchus. We can't do it because people are going to say, "Is that even a baal mum? You can be makir." They said, "Let's kill bar kamtz lelezel vleima. You shouldn't go back and tell on us." Said the people are going to say that if someone comes and tries to be a carbon that has a mum on it, they're going to kill them. Because of the anivus of Chayiv and Avkulis, it caused destruction and caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. So now, a couple
maybe,
of things.
Maybe Kamsa should have realized that he's so hated that he shouldn't have gone.
Maybe what?
He shouldn't have gone to the Mishnah. Because he didn't ask him a chila.
Who, Bar Kamsa?
Yeah, he knew this would happen.
Right, so some of the Mefarshim explain, now everyone talks about it, and some explain is that he actually was thinking about not going. Okay, he says, how do I know that he, you know, that he doesn't want me there? And it says that the thing was is that he made a cheshbon. He said that if it's a mistake that I'm called, then Kamsa is not going to be there. And Kamsa was there. It's machlokes, but according to some, Kamsa was there. Once he saw that Kamsa ended up being there, Kamsa ended up coming. When he realized that Kamsa was there, he says it must be that he wants to make peace with me. He invited Kamsa. Kamsa is there. He thought he made the same question. He says, it must be a mistake. He must have meant to call Kamsa. Instead, he called me Bar Kamsa. He says that Kamsa was actually at the Suda. And when Kamsa was at the, he ended up coming at the Suda before Bar Kamsa. You know, the person says, also, he came back. So he wasn't there. Kamsa came too. According to some, Kamsa came uninvited. And we see from here, according to some Mefarshim, that if you think that if you think you belong by a simcha, you should go by a simcha. Even if you're not invited. Kamsa went, he wasn't invited, but he went. It's his friend. His friend was making the suda. But the Gemara tells us it was Oyavi. It was his friend. So what happened? Bar Kamsa said, oh, Kamsa is already there. So it can't be that he made a mistake and he invited me instead of Kamsa. So it must be that the man wants to make up with me. And that's why he went. That was Bar Kamsa's chayshman. You understand? Bar Kamsa's chayshman was it because Kamsa was there, it must be he's invited me to make peace. That's the way to make peace. If you want to make peace with someone who's your enemy, you invite them to the suda, you invite them to the party, maybe you make like nothing and you become friends. That's what Bar Kamsa went. Bar Kamsa thought that it was actually a peace call and not something to, not that it was a mistake. Now, it says that there was an Egla Tulsa. Okay? What is Egla Tulsa? So you gotta listen to the Ben Yehuda, the Ben Yishai, his words are Ayim Benay. Zok the Ben Yehuda. Nearly, you don't have this, I'm reading from Ben Yehuda. Nearly, ho yezeh b'hashkocha min hashamayim. It was hashkocha that the Kesar, they sent specifically an eagle. He says, he sent specifically the case I sent with Bar Kamsa specifically an eagle, not a shar, an eagle. Lirmo is lohem. To be meramis to Klal Yisrael, after he gives man Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Golos Yisrael. Now is the time for the Chorban Beis HaMikdash and Golos Yisrael. She yesh b'em chelek mi avoyin an eagle, because they had a shear in the avoyin of the eagle. K'moshu Amar Rizal, the Gemara tells us, Ein l'cha kol pekida, she'en b'me avoyin an eagle. Everything since the eagle, every chet, is a portion of the eagle as well. D'chsev yen pakti ufakadati yaleim chatosim. V'hadashodah be'muma b'nif sasayim, and by Kamsa, this is also Hashkocha. Everything that happened was in Hashkocha Pratis. Then, by Kamsa made a cut in the lip. Why? Nearly gamze hoye bashkocha. This is also bashkocha. Lirmoiz lehem she'egiyaz man ha'chorben v'agolos. The Imam said to them that it's time for the Chorben and the Golos. Why? She'hoye ba'avor loshen hara b'davar svasayim. Because when a person speaks with his mouth, they were speaking chayis or speaking loshen hara, that's the cause of the Chorben. the cause of the korban is lashon hara. Ruman da'amar she'asam mum be'nayim, and we said there's a second sheet that says that he didn't make a mum in the lips, but rather mum in the einayim. Ramaz lahem she'egiya shlitas esav hu edayim. Why? Asher klipasei hu ra'ayim. Esav is known as the klipa of ra'ayim, having a bad eye on others. Besoy b'nei esav bav imay abameis ish k'minin ra'ayim. He says that was the whole, this remez of the eagle being sent. And what happened with Bar Kamsa, cutting the lip or cutting the eye, was a remez to the reason why the korban was going to happen. Yeah, of course, the cause was Bar Kamsa coming and telling on them, but that wasn't the cause. It wasn't because of one action that happened. That was what actually made it happen. But what was the cause for it? The cause was Klai Yisrael was speaking Lashon Hara. Now, what is so terrible about Lashon Hara? The Gemara in Eirchin, we said that the Lashon Hara is connected to the Shlosh Averis Chamuris, Averis Zarek, the Rais of Shevichas Damim. Where do we see, what is the first case in the Torah of Lashon Hara? The first case, not Kain and Hevel, not Adam and Rishon, not the Nachash, not the Chava. Shtetin the Goyin. The Goyin says the first case of Lashon Hara was the Levana and the sun. He says, what is Lashon Hara? What is Lashon Hara? What is the Yisrael of Lashon Hara? The moon came to the Rabbanu Shalom and says, Kain, God, you're making a mistake. How could it be that you're going to make two equal superpowers in the world? You're going to make a sun, and you're going to make a moon, and they're going to be equal. It's not possible. You're making a mistake. Lashon Hara is when a person looks at himself and says, what God is giving me, he's not giving you. Why does someone speak Lashon Hara? Are you jealous of someone else? You have an ayin ra, you have a bad eye on another person. Where does it come from? Because you say, hey, listen, God, I don't have a Lexus. I don't have a big house. I don't have other things. I don't have whatever it is. I don't have $100 million. I don't have kids like that. I don't have whatever it is. You believe that you should have something that God didn't give you. And you look at someone else and he has it. So you automatically start speaking Lashon Hara about him because you have an ayin ra. The Goyin says that the Levana had a time the Baruch Hashem came. He says, you're making a mistake. That was the first case of Lashon Hara.
Against the Levana.
The Levana said Lashon Hara against the sun. And what is the Yisoy, what is the root of Lashon Hara?
Is
jealousy, but not more than jealousy. The point is that you don't believe in Hashgacha Pratis. You don't believe that the Rebbeinu Shalom has a path for each and every individual, and whatever you have, whatever your peccal is, whether good, whatever you see as good is supposed to be for you, whatever you see for bad is supposed to be for you. When you question that, that's when Lashon Hara comes in. That's when you have an ayin ra on someone else. You have an ayin ra because that person should, you know, well, why does he have something that I should have it? And that's the root. That's what causes sinas chinam. We know the Beis Hamidrash was destroyed because of sinas chinam. Where does sinas chinam come from? You hate the other person. It starts because you have an ayin ra. And that was the cause of all this. And that's what the Ben Yehoyada is telling us. That it's Miralmis, what happened, of the eagle, specifically the eagle. And the, you know, the eagle being Miralmis to Lashon Hara, and the cutting of the lip, or the cutting of the eye, the ayin ra, the lip of what we speak, that was the cause. And it says that Reb Chaya ben Avkulis, because of him, hachreves beisenu, then it was because of him, because of his anivus. So what was his anivus? The halacha is when there's a psak bezdin, there's an order of who answers first. Right? So you have bezdin, you have a whole bunch of judges. Who answers first? It says the one that's the lowest of them, the lowest madrega is the one who answers first. And you go up the level till the last person that answers is the greatest of all of them. Why is that? It's simple. Because if someone is sitting in front of their Rebbe, or someone that's so much greater than them, and the greater person says is chayiv, or not chayiv, whatever they give psak, you're going to say is, how can I argue? My Rebbe, or someone who's clearly much greater than me, answered, so I'm not going to go against that. So he says pater or chayiv, everyone else is going to follow. So some of the Mefarshim explain over here that the Zechayah, that his anivus that causes was that he answered first. He answered that we can't do it. We can't for Shalim Malchus, we can't bring the carbon. or we can't kill him. He says, no, we can't do it. No one wanted to argue with him. If he would have not said anything, then they would have said, you know what? This is an extreme case. We should take a shech the animal, even though the animal has a cut. It's bekuach nefashis. They realize what Barkamto is trying to do, and they would have shechted the animal, and perhaps the chogum wouldn't have happened. And that's why it blames on the schayer that there's a time for anivus, and there's a time that you have to not be an unuf. Over here, it was not a time to say, you have to know. Another means that a person knows that everything that I have is from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not me, it's not mine. Moshe Feinstein, it says that he, when he had the, they asked him, how is it Shai Abubin? I think it's sort of in the new edition that they wrote about Moshe. And the Reuven Feinstein asked his father, how is it possible that you look at other people and you don't realize that you're greater than them? You get the Pesach Kadar, by far and away, everyone knows that, and you look at another person, you treat him as an equal, or you treat him as greater than you. What does that mean? How does that work? So Moshe answered, he says, what does it mean to be an Anov? I know what I know. I know that I know Shas. I know that I know the Igus Moshe and the Dibris Moshe. And I know more than the ignoramus who's sitting across the table from me. But you know what? Everything that I have is from Hashem. Hashem gave me a job. My job is to accomplish so much. That other person who's an ignoramus, his job is only to accomplish very little. If he accomplishes his little, then he accomplished more than me. The Baruch Hashem expects more of me. I'm an honor, meaning that I don't think it's because of my own doing. I don't think it's because I'm great. God gave me something more than the ignoramus. He gave me the opportunity to be a Moshe. But if I don't reach the peak of what a Moshe could be, then I'm failing. And this other person who could know gazillion times less than me, he's still on the Madrega, and he's on a higher Madrega than me, because the Baruch Hashem gave him a certain kayach, and with his minimal kayach, he's accomplishing. And that's the yisoid over here, that the timing of the Zchaya. You say, what is he doing wrong? But the timing of the Zchaya is you have to know when to be an Anav. He should have said is, I know I'm the greatest here. If I'm going to give Psach Halacha and say is that you should not shech the animal, everyone else is going to follow. And that's when, if he would have let everyone else go first, they all would have argued with him. And then he would have said, don't. And because of the, everyone else said yes before, the Taka would have shechted it, and the Chorban wouldn't have happened. Let's go right there. Okay, we're about 2, 4, 5 lines into the wide lines. Nun Vav Amar Aleph. Shadar l'Neirin Kesar. So they sent down Neirin Kesar. Kikiyasi shadar gira l'Mizrach. He shot an arrow to the east. Asa nafal b'Yushalayim. It fell in Yushalayim. L'mayrev asa nafal b'Yushalayim. L'abaruchas ha'shemayim asa nafal b'Yushalayim. So he went and he shot an arrow to the east and it fell in Yushalayim. Machlekes in the Mefarshim, whether it means the Marshah that he shot an arrow that should, by Derech HaTeva, should not have reached into Yerushalayim, and nonetheless, it reached into Yerushalayim. Or that he was testing, but he never says that he was testing to see that, they knew who God was. They knew that if God didn't want the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed, then it wouldn't have been destroyed. He wanted to see if he shoot an arrow into Yerushalayim, if the Rosh Hashanah would make it, that it would not go into Yerushalayim anyways. Even B'derech HaTeva that he's shooting into Yerushalayim, Rosh Hashanah make an ace happen, and the arrow would not. That was his first test. He saw that the Baruch Hashem wasn't going to stop him. Then he shot the arrows into different directions to see if the Baruch Hashem wanted the Taka to be destroyed by an ace. The arrows went. He shot it in the opposite directions and it went into Yerushalayim. That was a raya to him that the Baruch Hashem wanted the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Amar Leili Nuka, he told a child, Psoik Li Psukeich, tell me a pasuk. Amar Leili V'nasati Yisnigmasi Be'edem B'an Ami Yisrael. This is the pasuk he said, that he's going to take Nekama, Be'edem B'an Ami Yisrael. There's a time that Edom is going to have Nekama against my nation Yisrael, which means that the Churban of Klal Yisrael. The Churban Beis HaMikdash, not the Churban of Klal Yisrael, the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Amar Kod Shabrich U'boi L'Churuvei Beisei, U'boi L'Kfuri Yadeha Bahu Gavra. So he realized that while the Ribbono Shel Olam wants that there should be a Churban Bayis over here, but the person who's going to cause the Churban Bayis, he's going to be in trouble anyways. About who, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to wipe his hands with that person. Arak, he got off of Ozel, but he got enough from Rav Meir. He went, he became a ger, and from him he was able to have Rav Meir come out of him. And the Taina, this is the story of Parai. When we have Parai in Mitzrayim, Ribbono Shel Olam said, told Avraham Avinu that clients are going to go through a galus. They're going to go through galus Mitzrayim. What was the tainus on Parai? Parai got punished with tainus on Parai. What was the tainus? So according to some of Farshim is, even though there's a taina, you don't have to be the one. Don't make such chesbonos. You're right, it's going to happen. But you don't have to be the one. The Ben Yehuda says that the reason why specifically Reb Meir was the one who was going to be the one who'd come out of him for this, he says, "Mishum shekibed es ha'teresh shesamach ha'pasach ha'teresh amalai hinuka," because he specifically, Reb Meir was lit up the Torah. Reb Meir in his godless was a light shining onto the Torah, and because he asked this Yanuka, this child, psychli psuke, he had a respect for the Torah Akdesha. He was a goy, but he had a respect for the Torah Akdesha, therefore he was eich to have Reb Meir come from him. Weiter, Shadra Elai la'as b'sainais kesar, known as Vespasian. Oset Tsar Allah Tlashoni, he brought a siege on Yerushalayim for 3 years. Haribu Ahani Tlasa Sidin Akdiman Ben Gurion Ben Kalba Sevu Ben Tzitzis Akesis. There were these three rich people. One was Nakdiman Ben Gurion, one was Kalba Sevu, one was Tzitzis Akesis. Nakdiman Ben Gurion, he was called Nakdiman Ben Gurion. Why is he called Nakdiman? Shenok the Loicham Bavuri. Because he pierced the clouds because of him. There's a Maisa, the Gemara in Tainis, talks about that Nakdiman took a loan out on behalf of Klal Yisrael, and he needed the money to pay back, and he said by the time the sun sets, that he's guaranteed it, and the Baruch Hashem made the sun stay out longer, and it was an ace that the sun stayed out longer, and that's why he's called Nakdiman. Ben Kalva Sevua, he's called, this other rich person was called Kalva Sevua, Shekal Nechlan Sebeze Keshu Rav Kekelev. When a person would come to his house and would be starving like a dog, Yoyse Keshu Sevea, he would go out satisfied, satiated, as apparently a dog gets very hungry, and even someone who comes in so hungry, he's going to walk out satisfied from his house. Ben Tzitzis HaKeses, Shehoyse Tzitzasin Igreris Al-Gabi Iksasais, that his tzitzis dragged along on cushions. They're saying how rich he was, that he had cushions walking along behind him, I guess people pushing the cushions, and the tzitzis were falling on that. Ikad Ami Shoysa Ksasai Mutalas Ben Dele Romi, that he was, his cushions, his chairs, were in the middle of all the Gdele Romi. He was a very important person, these were very, very rich people. Chad Amaluhu Ana Zainaluhu Bechite Visari. One of them said, I'm gonna be Mezayin, I'm gonna give sustenance to Klal Yisrael with wheat and barley. And one says he's going to give it with chamra, milcha, and mishcha. With wood. So we have these three rich people were basically saying that they were ready to support, they had enough money to support the entire Klal Yisrael, the Gemara say, in a minute for 21 years. There was a siege for 3 years, and they said, don't worry, we can hold out. And the Rabbanon were Mishabeach, specifically the one who said the tzivi, that was the worth the most. The Chista called Leklidei Havi Masa L'Shama, he gave over all the keys of all his storehouses to his attendant. Bar me the tzivi, except for the one that held the wood. Amr Chista Akalba, the Chitei Boy Shitin Akalba the tziv. Because to bake the 60 storehouses of Chitin, you need one thing of tzivi, you can accomplish all that. So there was enough food to sustain Klal Yisrael for 21 years. So the Bayoni says is that they said, let's go out and make peace with them. Bayoni were people, strong people, and they were trying to control Klal Yisrael. Rabbanan said, let's go out and make peace. The Rabbi Yanan says, we're not making peace. They want to make peace. They wanted to make peace. They wanted to say, we're sorry, whatever it is, let's make peace. And the Rabbi Yanan said, we're not making peace. So the Rabbi Yanan said, let's go and make a mulchama with them. Let's go fight them. Let's, you know, we're sitting here, we're under siege, let's go fight them. It's not going to help. Don't think you're going to win. You're not going to win. They went, the Bar Yonah went, and they burnt all these storehouses where the three rich people were donating to Klal Yisrael to sustain them for 21 years. They went and they burnt it all, and they created a hunger. And the reason for this obviously was they wanted them to have to go fight. Unbelievable, Ben Yehuda. Ben Yehuda says like this. The Rabbanon said, it's not going to help, you're not going to win, don't go fight. Nearly, Hakavona shohayoboitchem the Esek HaTeira, the Bayonim, I'm reading from the Ben Yehuda. The Bayonim had said, hey listen, you know why we should go fight? Because we're betuach, we know we're going to win. You know why we're going to win? Because we learned Torah. The Esek HaTeira. Shohayoharbe b'Esek HaTeira. There was much learning Torah in those days. In that generation, there was a lot of Torah. And they relied on the words of Yitzchak Avinu, the brachos that Yitzchak Avinu gave to Yaakov Avinu. Sha'amar, Hakol Kol Yaakov, Kishakol Kol Yaakov, Oz Inhedayim de Esav. When the Kol Kol Yaakov, when Yaakov is learning Torah, that's when the Yidayim de Esav will not have any koyach over Klal Yisrael. So therefore, the Bayanim had a good time. It says, you're making a mistake. We should go out, we should fight, and we're going to win. We have a betuach from Yitzchak Avinu, a bracha that he gave to Yaakov Avinu. We have it, so we should go fight. They're not going to be able to win us. It's not going to help in this generation. The fact that Yitzchak gave the bracha to Yaakov Avinu, that the Hakol Kol Yaakov Yidayim de Esav, it's not going to work. Why? Yan, he answered, the Afal Pisha Hakol Kol Yaakov, even though Hakol Kol Yaakov, and Torah is prevalent in Klal Yisrael, Kivan de Ika Lashon Hara, because it's Lashon Hara, Shehu Chet B'Lashon, it is a Chet with the Lashon, Lo Yoyal Iman HaTorah Shehu B'Lashon, Levat Yidayim Shedei Esav. The learning of the Torah with Lashon is not going to help to be Mevatel Yidayim Shedei Esav. This is the same thread of what we were discussing before of the Egla Tilsa, of the eagle. We said that the eagle represented Lashon Hara, and that was the reason, and that's the reason why there was a cut in the lip, where Barakansa made a cut in the lip, and a cut in the eye, the Ayin Hara, is that even when there's Torah, and that's what Torah is normally is something it says is that conquers all. And it certainly does. But if someone then, he says, that the Rabbanu was saying is, but you should know, in this case, it's still not going to help. The Kol Kol Yaakov is not going to help, because people are taking their mouths, and they're saying Lashon Hara, so it's Mevakel the Torah. And we can maybe take it one step further, like we explained, what's the Yisrael of Lashon Hara? If someone doesn't believe in Hashgacha Pratis, he doesn't believe that what the Rebbeinu Shalom gave him, is you know, maybe I should be getting something else. So therefore, it's being eiker the whole Torah. If someone learns Torah, the point of learning Torah is Torah lishma. It says shloi brachu b'Torah tchila. They didn't make a bracha on the Torah first. What does that mean? They didn't make a bracha. That means they didn't respect the Torah. They were learning it as a maybe, yeah, maybe not. They said they made a bracha after. After we understand what we're learning, then we'll make a bracha. What does that mean? They didn't believe so much in the Banishan Kaviyachal. They talk about learning Torah, but they didn't believe in the Hashgacha Pratis. That's what the Lashon Hara comes from. And that's why even though they had the Kol Torah, nonetheless it was not going to help, and they would not have been, and the Chacham were telling them is that we cannot go fight, because even if we go fight, we're going to lose. Let's say a few minutes on the Parsha. Parsha Devarim begins, Eila Advarim, Ashadive Moshe El Kol Yisrael, Ve'eva Hayardain, Bamidba Barava Moel Suf, Ben Paron, Ben Toifel, Ve'lovan Vachatzeris, Ve'dizahav. Famous Rashi tells us, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chazarin Al Kol Amikra, Ve'lematzinu Mokram Shishmoy Toifel Ve'lovan. I don't believe there's such names of these places of Toifel and Lovan. Elohai Chichon, rather, Moshe Rabbeinu was coming to be Mechiach them, to give them Teichocha, to give them Musar. Al Dvarim Shal Taflu Al Hamon Shehu Lavan. And he goes on the Chatzeris Machlekes Hakayach. But these are Balachichan Ala Egel. So Moshe Ben is Miramis to the Chet of the Kayach, the Chet of the Egel. He's Miramis to everything over here. Kayach came with 250 people against Moshe Ben. He had a Taina Moshe Abenu. He had an Ayin Ra. He had a Taina. Why are you? Why are your brother? Why am I not in other positions of leadership? You took everything for yourself. The Pasuk tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu said that this ground is going to open up and is going to swallow this whole machlekes, all of them, Kayach al Dasa, they're going to get swallowed. And if not, if this exact thing doesn't happen, that they get swallowed up, then I was wrong. And the Belzer Rebbe asked, and what would have happened if the next morning Kali Yisrael woke up, Kayrach and 250 men, they're all dead. They're in Dasna Biram, they're all dead. Wouldn't your thought, see, Moshe was right. Why? But according to Moshe Ben's own words, he would have said, I'm asking, I'm wrong. They died, they weren't swallowed by the ground, I'm wrong. What's the pshat in there? Why did Moshe Rabbeinu make such a t'nai that it has to be something that's so spectacular that the ground opens up and swallows them up? And Belzer Rebbe explains that, you know what people would have said? They would have said, you know, Kayrach and his 250 people, Das and Arim, they're right. In the machlokes between Kayrach and Moshe Rabbeinu, they were right, Moshe was wrong. So why did they all get killed? Why did they all die? Why didn't they wake up the next morning, they're all dead? Because they did it the wrong way. They used their peh, the koyach peh. They were married by Malchus. Moshe Rabbeinu had a din of a melech. And they came, and they didn't do it in a bakavadig way. They came to fight with Moshe Rabbeinu. They came with tainus of Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't come to discuss it in a bakavadig way. And that was he says, so that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said, is not only are they going to die, but I'm going to give you now a sign that you should know, something so spectacular that's never happened in the world till now. Says it was created by the Bria Yisrael in the beginning of Bria Yisrael, but it's never happened that not only were are they Chayav Misa because they're Mary and Malchus, but they're also wrong. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the proof. So even when a person has a taina and he can use his mouth and he has something to say that's correct and he's 100% correct, it still has to be done in the proper way. Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to give Musa to Klal Yisrael. Even when a person is giving Musar, Klal Yisrael needed to hear the Musar. There's no question they needed to hear the Musar. What they did was, we know the Chatom that we're still paying for it today. But even when a person has a good taina, he has to do it in a proper way. It has to be done thinking about it, how should he do it? It's got to be done right. It says a little bit later in the parsha, it says that by Kapitel Al Pasuk Chavez, Vatikirvon Eli Kulchem, Vatoimu Nishlecha Anoshim, Lefanenu V'yachru Lanu Ez Oretz. Rashi says, Vatikirvon Eli Kulchem, they all came together. Ba'arvuvya, they came, Bahoma, they came, they all mixed up. They were running after each other, the young, the old, there was no set thing, it was done with the Bahoma. Al Noimer, Vatikirvon Eli Kol, Resha Shetechem, Vididnechem, Tenu Hein Heranu. The children were pushing away the Zakanim, pushing away the Gedolim, the leaders. What does it mean? Even when maybe they weren't asking for the Meraglim, asking for spies to be sent out, Rashi's telling us, might not have been a chet in and of itself. But the way they were doing it, that they were pushing and they were shoving it in a bahala, that's the wrong way. That is the Yisrael of Moshe Rabbeinu trying to teach Klal Yisrael. We're starting off, this is the Sefer Devarim, which is Mishneh Torah, And it's teaching us is that even when you're right, and even when you have something to do, it has to be done in a proper way. Anything that happens to us, we have to know, is all hashgacha pratis that comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. We can't have an ayin ra. What caused the Churban Beis HaMikdash was an ayin ra, with the Lashon Hara, with the Sinas Chinam. It all comes from one point. There's one shevish of all this, and that is not realizing that everything comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. What you have, what you don't have, all comes from the Ribono Shel Olam. So Moshe Rabbeinu was saying is right here in the first pasuk in the Dvarim is Eila Dvarim Ashti Moshe Shalvei Adim. I'm going to give you Musar, but I'm going to do it in the right way. I'm going to make sure to do it in the Bakavli way. Have a good night.